This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Melissa Melton. Demonstrators calling for a stop to police brutality are marching in Atlanta tonight, days after police fatally shot Rayshard Brooks in the city and 3 weeks after the death in police custody of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Atlanta protests, organized by civil rights groups, gathered outside the state Capitol building Monday, where lawmakers were returning to work after a coronavirus shutdown. More than 1,000 demonstrators demanded lawmakers take up criminal justice reform, as well as voting issues, after last week's election was marred by long lines at the polls. A few protesters came inside the state Capitol building, chanting slogans in the building's rotunda. Several Democratic state lawmakers who are in the minority in the Georgia House and Senate joined the protest Monday and said they are ready to act on calls for reforms. Republican House Speaker David Ralston told lawmakers Monday he wants to pass a bill to further penalize hate crimes. He said its passage is just as important as passing a state budget. Demonstrations also took place Monday evening in Lafayette Square across the street from the White House to mark 2 weeks since law enforcement forcefully cleared a peaceful crowd shortly before U.S. President Donald Trump walked through the area and stood in front of a historic church holding a Bible. The projected number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths by October 1st has been raised to more than 201,000 people. That's according to the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. This even as the U.S. president has assured reporters the country is emerging from crisis. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters on Monday, "We are at a low mark." It was unclear whether he was referring to infections or to fatalities. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says U.S. Attorney General William Barr has ordered the Federal Bureau of Prisons to schedule the first executions of federal death row inmates since 2003. The department said in a statement Monday that execution dates must be set for July and August for four federal inmates who were convicted of murdering children. The Trump administration's plan to resume federal executions has been held up by court battles over the drugs used in lethal injections. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that federal employment laws protect LGBTQ workers from discrimination. That delivers a major victory to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community amid concerns over an erosion of their rights in recent years. It was a landmark 6-3 decision. The conservative-controlled court ruled that an employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender violates the Civil Rights Act. The United Nations said Monday that for the fifth consecutive year, Afghanistan was the deadliest country on the planet for children. In its annual report, the UN Secretary General reported that more than 3,000 Afghan children were killed in 2019, and nearly that many were injured. More than 1,200 casualties were attributed to the Taliban, and Afghan national forces were believed responsible for about 1,000 more. In Yemen, the world's largest humanitarian crisis, more than 1,400 children were killed or injured. There were also at least 20 attacks on schools. The report attributed 313 of the casualties to Houthi rebels and 222 to the Saudi Arabian-led coalition. A Russian court on Monday sentenced a former U.S. Marine to 16 years in prison on espionage charges. Paul Whelan, who is 50, was accused of spying for the United States after he was handed a flash drive by an acquaintance that allegedly contained classified information. This happened during a visit to Russia to attend a wedding in 2018. The Michigan resident was arrested at a hotel in Moscow in December of that year. Whelan's Russian lawyer said he planned to appeal the sentence. He said he believed there was crime encouragement by Whelan's acquaintance, who has connections with the Russian special services. Whelan has rejected the charges and called the case a sham trial and political charade. He maintained throughout the trial he thought the flash drive he received contained holiday photos. Cafes and restaurants in Paris opened on Monday for the first time since the lockdown to prevent the spread of coronavirus started on March 14th. The President Emmanuel Macron announced the reopening in a televised address on Sunday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.